when I say we've raised all the money, it's all been all of the businesses that have stepped forward to sponsor have paid. So the money is there, it's secure, and we're able to honor our commitments to organizations that we've kind of got contracts with to make sure the day is safe and fun for everyone. So we really just want to say thank you so much to it's a real variety of businesses that have stepped forward, from kind of individuals, little one-man bands, to larger national organizations, and it's come from places that have been unexpected as well. So it's just a testament to the town, really, and the district that we're a community that when we need to come together, we do. And it's really nice when we see it happen. So we are very, very grateful.
Raising £10,000 in a few days as such is fantastic.
Yeah, it is. And it's our main thing was, well, one of our main things was for it to be safe. But also because when we've put on the carnival before, one of our aims has been for it to be an affordable day out for the family. We want families to be able to come and spend a little bit of money, but also we want them to be able to go and not kind of come back out and think, oh my goodness, that's cost us, like a couple of hundred quid or something like that, if you've got a family of four or five. So we've got a range of activities that all ages of children will benefit from and get some enjoyment out of. And we've got we're in the middle of just putting together our entertainment that will be on the main stage as well. So we're really, really happy that we're able to, especially with the financial climate at the moment, be able to give people in Harbour and families a really nice day out.
Fabulous, absolutely fantastic. And I know, I think the idea was if you could get all the businesses to donate £500, was that kind of how the main part of it came together?
Yeah, I mean, some businesses, we're not going to announce businesses today or now that we've that have contributed, because we're going to be doing that gradually.
Sure.
And there are some that wanted to remain anonymous as well. But we've had a variety of donations. The minimum that's been donated is the £500 we've asked for, but there are organisations who, without being asked, have contributed, three or four times that amount.
Wow.
So and genuinely, it was we had a committee meeting last night and we were just sitting there in shock. Like, a week ago we were sitting thinking we're going to have to cancel the carnival and or we're going to have to shave it down to the bare bones and we're going to have to charge families more. And we're really trying to brainstorm. And that's whenever we all just thought, well, why don't we just ask? Why don't we just see what people would like to do? And yeah, so we're in a completely different position a week later.